this year, and now
also amassed three picks. Congratulations, Mr. Spielman.
Oh, thank you. We're very excited about Matt and what he's going to bring to this organization. Felt very strongly that there were three very good players up there, but the left tackle seems to be the hardest need to fill. So with Matt sitting there, it was a no-brainer for us. Very excited to have Matt here and hopefully be a mainstay at that left tackle position for a long time.
Rick, as recently as a few days ago, you said this was still up in the air as to who you'd select. At what point did you solidify Matt Khalil as your guy?
Well, you know, you go through this and you kind of have an idea on who you want to take. And we've been through all the scenarios on, is it corner, is it the receiver, is it the left tackle? Everybody pretty much had a pretty good sense of it when we got out of those draft meetings, which way we were going to go.
Rick, Pete Bursich here. With the way the first two picks went with Indianapolis and then with Washington, the Vikings have been kind of on the clock for quite some time. Is having that extra time, was that conducive? Did that help you with these trades, with communicating with teams?
I think it did in this instance because everybody knew the two quarterbacks were going to go, and we had actually the first pick in the draft that was going to be a non-quarterback. So there was a lot of activity earlier in the week, and that really heated up this afternoon. Talking to the teams I was talking to, we had multiple people we were talking to, and then when Cleveland came through and we finalized that deal, we felt that was the best deal for the Minnesota Vikings.
Hey, Rick, you now have four picks in the fourth round. What does that afford you the opportunity to do, not only later in the first round today, but up to the fourth round? What, having that extra currency, what can you do with it?
Well, as we sit and watch the draft unfold today in the first round, there is potential that we could maybe move from our second pick and move up back into the first round if there's a player we covet. Mm. Or we can go ahead and sit back and wait tomorrow, because I think there'll be a lot of very good players there tomorrow because we're picking so high in the second round. And if we have enough selections or enough players that we feel comfortable with, don't be surprised if we move back down and accumulate more picks.
Rick, what was it about Matt Khalil that you liked? Tell us a little bit about our new shiny toy here in Minnesota. What do you like about Matt Khalil?
He's the length at left tackle. He has long arms. He's a tremendous athlete. He's only a junior, so you know he's going to mature and grow it even more into his body. Went out and watched him work out at USC. And just all the things that you saw at that workout, the workout at the combine, just verified the things that we've seen on tape when we evaluated him. And he come very solid citizen, fits the characteristics we're looking for, not only on the field but off the field. And as you go through and look at this, it's very, very hard to fill that left tackle spot. And fortunately, or unfortunately, you know, we're up there with a third overall pick. We were able to, you know, accumulate some more picks and still fill that huge void we had on our football team.
Now, Rick, with this addition of Khalil at left tackle and the movement across the board, the competition you're going to have at right guard, what is it going to mean for our second-year quarterback in Christian Ponder?
Well, I think, you know, Matt's going to be a rookie coming in, and he's going to get he's going to grow up pretty quick because he's going against Jared Allen, so that should help him a lot because he's going against the premier pass rusher in the NFL right now. So his development will come along quickly. The one thing that we did talk about was if you do take that left tackle, potentially you're going to fill two spots or two needs on your roster by taking him at left tackle and sliding Charlie Johnson inside at guard.
Rick Spielman, general manager for the Minnesota Vikings, after selecting Matt Khalil with the fourth overall pick, flipping with Cleveland and amassing three picks. Now, last question, it involves your quarterback, Christian Ponder, Rick. By not having off-season workouts last year and rookie camp and OTAs and everything, how much did Christian miss, fairly speaking, into the season where he ended up playing 11 games? But I would imagine he's going to get a lot more opportunity this year, and it only should help.
Yeah, we're very excited about Christian and his development and how, the strides he's going to take from last year to this year. I know, you know, we started our off-season program this past week. Christian's here. He's leading our receivers and running backs and tight ends as they're throwing the ball amongst themselves. So you can see Christian even has even that confidence or that knowing that his rookie year is out of the way, knowing the experience that he did gain last year. We have a lot of high expectations on what Christian's going to do for this ball club next year.
Rick, you just moments ago called Matt Khalil a no-brainer. Is that to say, and let's just be honest, is that to say that some of the other leaks that were out there about the other players and you talking about the other players you like was a little bit of subterfuge to build a little value at your pick?
No, we ended up with Matt Khalil. We were able to accumulate some picks, so we're very excited about how everything turned out tonight.
Rick, congratulations. I personally believe you got the exact guy you wanted, and you were able to add three picks. Congratulations. Great drafting debut as general manager of our favorite team. Best of luck the rest of the way, okay?
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on.